be on the air, and good to have you as a sponsor. And of course, yes, this is Cordell and Cordell's Joe Cordell. I didn't realize you'd written another book.
Well, it actually has been in the works for about a year, and we had been approached by several publishers. The book was called The 10 Stupidest Mistakes. And these are the 10 stupidest mistakes that men most commonly make when facing divorce. So we've been doing a seminar for a while, and the seminar had become very successful and popular. So we decided that, this needs to be a book, and that way we get into a lot more people's hands. So we finally ended up going with Random House, and that was about a year and a half ago, and it goes to show you how slow the wheels churn in major publishers.
Right. Well, having had the personal experience of having you represent me in a divorce proceeding, I will say to our audience, I think you're a marvelous individual to deal with, in that you make a man feel a lot more at ease, and that is kind of your specialty, is representing men's rights issues in the field of divorce. How did you get on that tack?
Well, interestingly, about 20 years ago, I was practicing general law. I was representing small businesses and doing individual legal matters such as estate planning, and I was doing some litigation and some domestic relations. And we were, at that time, representing primarily members from the Christian community, because those were the circles in which we had contacts. And I looked around one day after doing that for several years, and I realized that I had become a divorce lawyer, meaning 85 to 90% of everything I was doing was domestic relations related. And during the course of that experience, though, one can't help but notice the challenges that seem to consistently face one side of the table, and that's the guy's side of the table. When it comes to custody, when it comes to maintenance issues, in other words, alimony,
right,
when it relates to accusations of domestic violence, adult abuse, that sort of thing. So I found that in waging those fights, that I enjoyed it more. I felt that I had acquired a certain approach that seemed to be more successful to me, and I think that our clients appreciated the focus on representing guys. So finally, we decided about 15 years ago to burn the ships on the shore. We decided that we were going to proclaim ourselves as a firm that was devoting itself to representing men in domestic relations matters.
And when you say we in Cordell and Cordell, is your wife Yvonne, is that correct?
That's right. My wife Yvonne and I started the firm around 1990. Yeah, 1990, between 90 and 91.
And so therefore there are some women represented here. And correct me if I'm wrong, but you do represent women if they come to you in a divorce proceeding as well, would you not?
Probably 3% maybe of our clients are women, but you're right. I mean, when women come to us, often they're referred to us by our guy clients. Our former client may have met them somewhere, whether it's a year or two down the road, and they were real happy with us, and so they'll make the referral. And of course, when we represent women, we represent them as zealously as we do guys. But we've just proclaimed that our purpose as a firm is to focus on serving men.
Good for you. And you mentioned your Christian clients. I know you have a very strong religious background and belief, and apply those protocols to your proceedings. Over the period of the 15 years, Joe, have you seen the balance shift somewhat towards men? I mean, it used to be it was just there's no really reason to have a lawyer. You know, you're going to get taken to the cleaners. And now it seems like the courts are acknowledging men's rights more.
Well, yeah, there has been progress, and I wish I could say it was across the board. But in some places there has been forward movement. I feel the playing ground or the playing field is almost level. Rarely is it completely level in my judgment. But there has been progress, and I applaud that. There's been activities in the legislature, and we've done what we could as a firm in that way. But still, there is an institutional bias, in my opinion. I think that it's not simply, we can't simply blame judges. I mean, judges are human beings, and sure, they have preconceptions like everyone else. But it goes much further than that. It's the bar itself makes certain presumptions about the roles of fathers and men. And so do the professionals that are involved in this whole industry of divorce, whether it's sociologists, psychologists, social workers. You know, there's an industry that has hovered around the issue of divorce, and much of it relates to money, much of it relates to politics, the federal government's involved, state governments are involved. And as a result, this group think has emerged that has elevated the interest, unfortunately, of women above the interest of men. And quite frankly, Kevin, it's really become a civil rights issue as much as anything. And when you think of the progress we've made in civil rights in the last 30 years, this seems to be one area, men's rights as it pertains to the family, that has been neglected. And it's time that a light be shown on that crevice or that corner of the room, and that there be the same sort of concern about fair play that's given other individuals.